Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Moopin Laboratories Limited Q2 FY24 Result Conference Call, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Chandak from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to Moopin Laboratories Limited Q2 FY24 Con Call. From the management side, we have Mr. Sushil Suri, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Ajay Sharma, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Sushil Suri. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, all the friends and the shareholders. I'm very happy to be back with the investor conference after some gap due to some logistics reasons. So I must say that this is the right time of the year to have the calls and have the results because the festivities have started, country is booming, and of course, in Delhi, the winter is already there. I can see the cloudy weather already outside, but good fun. So we had already shared the results yesterday on the stock exchange, and I'm sure you might have a chance to go through. So I'll just give you a running commentary on what it is going, and of course, after that, you can ask the questions. If you look at the quarter as a whole, this was a phenomenal quarter as compared to the previous years. So the quarter as a whole had been very smooth. Against the 403 crores last year, 404 crores, we have clocked 425 crores. On the revenue side, it looks like there's a 5% increase. So though at a number of 400 and 425, they don't look very big, 5% increase in revenue. But if you look at the individual business segments, when we will go further, you will see that there's a lot happening. The interesting point here is that with the nominal 5% increase in the net revenues, our profit after tax has gone up 34%. You can imagine before tax, it's naturally much more. So after tax profit is 34% increase. From 15.82 crore, it has jumped to 21.26 crore. So that's the net summary of the quarter. But if we go further and look at the half-yearly results also, so there is a wonderful improvement in the results. So we have from 707 crores moved to 828 crores in the half-year. There's an absolute increase of 17% for the half-year. Last quarter was around 33%. This year is around 5%, and an average 17% increase in the half-year. But we are in a B2B business. Most of the business is B2B. So sometimes the customer buys material in one quarter, sometimes the shipment goes to the next quarter. So quarter-on-quarter variations are obviously covered when we look at the half-yearly results. So on a half-yearly basis, there is a 17% increase in the revenue, including all segments, and the profit has jumped almost by two-thirds. There's a 67% growth in the profit after tax in the first half of the year as compared to the last year. Here I would say, though the numbers are small, from 21 crores to 36 crores, but important here is that last year the business was not very, I would say, buoyant, and there were surplus inventories in the market, there was a price crash, and there were too many things happening around because the market was stabilizing. So thankfully, for the last two consecutive quarters, the business has stabilized, and it is on a growth track. Of course, the travels have started and our teams are visiting customers, and of course, there are exhibitions happening, whether in Thailand or China. Now recently it was in Europe, Barcelona. Now there's an exhibition happening in India, CCHA in November, it is happening in Noida. So I would say all around there's a happy, happy situation. And overall, from a 5% in quarter one, 17% in H1, that's the starting point. If I look at the highlights, which is already there in the presentation, the domestic revenue is up 26% in the first half, in the quarter, and 31% in the first half. the domestic revenue has gone under to 280 crores. So this itself shows that there is much improvement, but major improvement here in the domestic revenue is coming from finished dosage, from medical devices. Because in the API, export is up by 14% and domestic is down by 13%. So in the API segment, we have tried to avoid domestic sales and try to push more towards exports. But yes, we have to cater to both the markets. But as compared to the last year, domestic market has declined. And of course, in the overall API segment has grown 5%. Medical devices, like I said, had a jump of 41%. It was a huge jump in this quarter. And in the H1 also, for the half year also, medical devices have grown by 44%. So I would say it's a phenomenal growth, and the team is working very hard for the better reach and, of course, better production. Finished dosage market, which is our domestic formulations, this has been growing consistently. In the first half, it has grown by 12%, while in the quarter, it has grown 16%. So very good growth, very stable growth. Now, the interesting point is, after all the upsides and downsides in the sales, EBITDA has grown up by 24%. That is what comes to the bottom. That is what is adding to the bottom line. And for the first half, H1, EBITDA is up 44%. Of course, there is an upside in the percentage, but amount also. And more important is that there is a lot of control in the expense side also. So we are very confident that going forward, we'll be able to continue and maintain these EBITDA levels. So of course, the nice EBITDA is giving us a good jump in the profit, 29% in the Q2 and 61% profit up in first half, which is phenomenal again. And PAT, which is the profit after tax, there is an increase of 34%. So on the whole, if we look at it, all parameters are positive and the company is on a growth path, even though we had a little slowdown in the previous year. So this year, comparing with the previous years, basically the numbers are looking very fancy, but major is there is a stabilized growth. And if we look at the top line quarter on quarter basis, so last year, same quarter was almost 400 crores. And then 350, then 360, then 403, then 425. We look at the bottom. If the bottom was last year, third quarter. So from there, we have grown up almost 20%. But quarter on quarter also, we have grown 5%. Year on year also, we have grown 5%. But if we look at the half year the revenues is 17% growth. Now in the half year, our revenue is 828 crores. While last year, half year was 707 crores. So we have added almost 121 crores of business in first half. And if you look at the CAGR of the company as a whole, the company had been growing at 19% CAGR. So 19% CAGR on a compounded annual growth rate is pretty good in today's market, while the whole world is crying here and there, so many turmoils happening, sometime in China, sometime in Israel, sometime in Russia. But we have been consistently growing at CAGR of 19%. So that speaks volumes about the efforts the team is doing. This is on the overall performance. If we go to the individual segments, as you already know that we are an integrated company with most of the, I would say, forward integration and backward integration or everything under one company. Our core business is API, which is in the parent company. Then medical devices. Medical devices also, as of today, still it is in the parent company, but there is a plan to move it to the separate subsidiary. Between API and medical devices, this is like 80 to 90% of the business. Then formulation business, till last quarter, it was in the same company. In Mortal Laboratories Limited, but in 15th of August, it has been moved to a separate subsidiary, Mortal RX Limited. So now this quarter, half of the sales is clocked in the parent company, half is clocked in the RX, Mortal RX Limited, in the subsidiary, but everything is consolidated in the parent balance sheet only, that's 100% subsidiary. So over-the-counter, which is the OTC, Dr. Morgan products, Bernon, Lemolate, ORS, all those products, those are already in the subsidiary. So we have two active subsidiaries now. Other than this, we have one passive subsidiary, Total Care. There's no much business in that. And then there is a US subsidiary, which is just a front end of Morpen for API. So there's no extra business. Only the sales of U.S. is handled through that U.S. subsidiary. So that also consolidates back to parent company. So that's about the different segments. But if we go further down and see which segment has grown, which segment has grown less or more, API business, as I shared in the first half, has grown by 5%. But during this quarter, this is technically down by 13% by revenue. But if you look at the micro details, API revenue is down, but API volume has gone up by 25%. The number of tons or number of kg material produced is up 25%, but there is a reduction in the sale price because last year there was a lot of increase in the cost of raw materials. Because of increased cost of raw material, we had to increase the prices also. We were not able to pass on fully, but there was an increase. But now prices are softening and the benefit is being passed to the customer. So there's, as compared to the last year, there's a 28% reduction in the sales realization. Because of this, we have to produce more quantity even to maintain the same level. So, but all the customers have ordered the same goods. We have been able to maintain the same gross margins. But on the face of it, it looks like the realization is low. But going forward, as the market firms up a little better, we'll have better realization and better numbers for sure. But good point is that the volumes are growing, we are increasing capacities, and as we shared in our last quarter and during our AGM also, that there's a lot of pressure on the production. We are falling short of capacities, so we have to enhance capacities. So when we come to product-wise product, we'll explain you what is happening at that level. Second segment is medical devices. As I already shared, there's a 41% increase in the medical devices, 44% in the half year. Anesthesia, 16% in the quarter and 12% in the half year. And OTC is 22% increase in the quarter, and it is almost quite, when we talk of half year, it is -3% in the half year. That's a segment-wise thing. And if I now look at the API revenues, now I'm going segment by segment. API revenues has been growing by a CAGR of 20% so far. Now, we have clocked 415 crore already, and as compared to 394 crore last year, there's a 5% YOY growth, year-on-year growth. And similarly, for the quarter also, it is a 5% increase, quarter-on-quarter. Last quarter was 203, now it is 212. But here, as you would see in the presentation, which is already there with you, that there is a almost a stable at 200 crore, 215. So this is where I think we have to find, we are trying to look at more products and more capacity enhancement. Otherwise, we don't see much growth happening around. But, while we stabilize the growth at this level, now we see that, okay, how do we grow higher from this in the API business? If I look at the continent-wise sales, this is, there's an interesting development that the U.S. market share has gone up by almost 2.5%, from 12.9% to 15.3%, because U.S. exports have gone up because of a new product approval, Dextrophenadine, that's Allegra in the U.S. Europe market, this quarter, this first half hasn't done very well. Some of the countries have not been able to reply. You know the reason. Europe was very disturbed because of that Russia thing, and lately also it is disturbed. So Europe market, we have lost almost 5% market share within our own division. Asian market has also been down from 21% to 19% something, because of the China factor. And of course, certain other Middle East countries are also down in the MENA market from 12.1% to 9%. But there's an upside in Indian market from 30.6% to 34.8%, the Indian market has gone up. South American market has also gone up. So if we see on the whole, India has gone up, South America has gone up, U.S. has gone up. So these are the three major markets which has gone up. So in the first half, but let's see, there are two other quarters pending. So year as a whole, we'll review how does it, everything falls forward. If you look at the major products which are contributing to the API growth, so as I shared in the U.S. market, it is Dextrophenadine, there is 413% increase as compared to the last year. Rosuvastatin, that's anti-cholesterol, cholesterol-reducing agent, 26% increase. Atorvastatin again for cholesterol, there is a 12% increase, and another sartan, which is a cardiac product, olmesartan. So this is 129% increase. These are the major products which have contributed to the increase. And certainly, one must say, in case there is a 400-200% growth in the products, why is the sales only 5% increase? So in one of the products, loratadine, which is our major product for US market, so there is a decrease in sale because the customer did not get tenders for this particular year. So it was based on the government supply. Maybe they get a tender late in this year or maybe next year. So there is a gap there. But as a whole, US market is growing. So coming to the core of the API, and if you track the social media like LinkedIn or other platforms, there are a lot, the company is getting very active in the filing of DMFs and in filing of the patents and filing of the CPs and registration. So the company is already approved by US FDA, EDQM, EUGMP, then PMDA Japan, Anvisa Brazil, KFDA from Korea, then TGA Australia, then China, and of course the WHO GMP. So we have got all the approvals. As it stands today, we have 543 patents, 26 US DMFs, there are 11 CPs for the European market. Then for the China market, we have got 8 import licenses. Then non-US DMFs for all other countries, whether Europe or Asia or South Africa or Tanzania of the world. So we have 185 DMFs filed for the various products. And we have launched 41 new products in the last 8 years. So this is a big work which our regulatory and R&D team is doing. So if you look at the new DMF filings, so we have filed new DMFs for desloratadine, loratadine, edoxaban, rivaroxaban, montelukast, linagliptin, sitagliptin, for a different form of linagliptin, then there's a saxagliptin. So there have been various filings with the DMFs. And on the new patents, we got new patents for rivaroxaban, fexofenadine, dapagliflozin. So there's a lot of activities happening. Basically, this is what the company's future is. The more products we launch, more DMFs we have, more patents we file. So this gives us an opportunity to interact with the customers, and customers get comfort level that we have got a IP in this segment. So as I shared that we have been developing new products every quarter, so there's an interesting product, Afamitis, which has been developed. Basically, it is used for cardiomyopathy. So basically, once the heart has got, muscles get hard and it cannot pump more blood, so we use Afamitis. So it is basically soften those muscles. And another product is Ticagrelor. Ticagrelor is more of a antiplatelet. Basically, whenever you have any clots in the blood, so they give you Ticagrelor. So these are the two important products which have been recently launched, and we are now looking for more customers acquisition in these two products. As I shared that we are falling short of the capacities, and the customers are asking more and more material even though the prices are lesser. So we have started a new production, block P11. And please don't get confused with the name P11. We already have 10 production blocks, P1, 2, 3, 4, up to 10. So the P11 is a new production block. There's 11K also. So this is the 11th production block, because we have 60 acres of land parcel and different production blocks. So this is a new production block come up. Then we have increased the capacity of montelukast from 55 tons to 66 tons. So this is also because of the increased demand. And as we shared earlier, that the reports applies to the domestic market. So Indian market consumes more montelukast than the European and US market. So there is a lot of supplies going in the montelukast. So now coming to the interesting medical devices or diagnostic business. This has been growing at a CAGR of 25%. Year on year, and for last 3 years it has been growing. Now this year the growth is 44%. Now you can imagine, against 25% CAGR, we are already at 44%. So in case we continue, even we get 30-35% growth in the year, so that would be a good growth. And looking at quarter on quarter also, as compared to the first quarter, the second quarter, there is 16% growth. When we compare the quarterly results, we compare quarter on quarter, because there is a sequential thing. But when we look at the yearly, then we look at the average number. On quarter-on-quarter also, there is a 16% increase, and on the CAGR basis also, there is an increase. Medical devices as a whole, business is doing very good. We are already at 248 crores. So last year, total was 327 crores. So maybe this year, we'll easily cross 400 crores. So within medical devices, so our major business is glucometers, which has grown by 42%. We are almost 200 crores already in the meters, glucometers and strips. Quarter on quarter, it is 12%, and for the half year, it is 42%. So there's more and more meters being installed, and we have a heavy customer base of 10.6 million numbers. So almost 11 million customers, satisfied, happy customers who buy our strips regularly. And of course, this number keeps on increasing. So we have sold almost 1.4 billion strips, which is almost equivalent to population of India. So in case, I mean, just to give a reference, if every Indian use one strip, so many strips we have already sold. So now there are 11 million active users and customers who place orders regularly and they buy other products also. So we have sold in the first half 1.26 million meters. Then coming to the next products, which is BP monitors. This is also doing very nicely, and there is a 52% increase in the first half itself as compared to the last year. So it is as good as the COVID level. During COVID time, maximum was 84 crore sales for this product. Now in half year, we have clocked 44 crores. So quarter on quarter, it has increased 20%. So BP is growing, gluco is growing, rest are small products. So for the purpose of this presentation, we have to go with that. Then coming to the typical formulation business, which is our doctor prescription, formulation manufacturing, institution supplies, supplies to Janoshadi, and supplies to other government schemes. So there's a 12% increase year on year, and for the quarter on quarter, there's a 4% growth. So very stable business, very regular business, and we are expanding the team, increasing the team slowly, and this is one of the major area of expansion we want to focus. Here our growth has been pretty slow till date. It is CAGR is 10% as compared to 18% in API and 29% in medical devices. It is only 10% CAGR. So this is our focus area for the future. And in the formulation business, the growth had been more from the antibiotics, 24% is antibiotics. Vitamins haven't grown much, it's only 5%. 52% growth is coming on the gastro products and 135% growth on the other small products. Then coming to the Dr. Morten OTC, which is our brand, I would say our darling. So Dr. Morten is a very nice brand with the most more popular brand like Pernol and Lemonade in it. So it has grown 9% quarter on quarter, but while for the year is, for the half year it is almost flat from 49 crores to 48 crores. So 1 or 2% up or down, but it has been growing consistently at CAGR of 13%. So all businesses have been growing consistently when you look at the overall, but last couple of years because of this COVID, pre-COVID, post-COVID, there were a lot of fluctuations, but now things are stabilizing, thankfully. So in Dr. Morten OTC, the major growth drivers was Pernol, and as you know, Pernol is a very prestigious product. It's a 75-year-old burn product. This is the only one burn cream in the country, and which has the highest recall. And other than using Pernol, people use Pernol for having a lot of other means also. A lot of political jokes are cracked around Pernol. So it's a very good brand recall. Then ORS is a very, very good product for us, oral dehydration salt. So this is 76% growth in that. Then general health, wherein we have a generic basket of products, 38% growth. But in here, there is one category which we are strategically declining is online. We were investing a lot of money in the online during COVID time and post-COVID also. But we have seen that the online business consumes a lot of capital and needs a lot of marketing spend. And it is more of a valuation game and not a profit game. So we are strategically reducing our spend on the online. And there's a 31% reduction in the sales also. Then coming to the last slide on the financial highlights. And as I already shared, net revenue up 5%, EBITDA 24%, profit before tax is up 29%, profit after tax 34%. So that's on the quarterly basis. If you look at the half yearly basis, net revenue up 17%, EBITDA up 44%, profit up 61%. I think we have discussed that. Profit after tax up 67%. These are the two main financial slides. Then in the presentation, you can have a look. There are, we have talked beyond numbers also, because numbers are only the results, but who is producing the numbers? So naturally, there are people behind it, there's a talent behind it, so there's a whole journey which happens day in, day out. So we are adding a lot of fresh talent and with diverse experience and of course with huge potential coming up. So we have onboarded a lot of senior members of the team. So we have a chief growth officer in API now, Lalit Bhargava. He has 20 years of experience with companies like Cadillac, Vimta Labs, and WIT. Then Pramod Singh has recently joined. He's from Centrient and DSM, Dynochem, 25 years of experience. Mr. Mahesh Tiwari, again a territory growth head, 17 years of experience from Philippines. Manish Gupta, again a territory head, again from Jubilant, Sun Pharma, Biofon. So basically we are getting the best talent from the market, and more people are happy to join a winning team. And on the formulation side also, we got a senior AV team, so Ashutosh Sharma, with 29 years of experience with Netco, Cadillac, Torrent. Then Ms. Puneet Chawla has joined as a national sales manager for the RX, again 21 years experience, MSN, Biocon, Aristro. So we are getting talent from the industry. On the plant side, we have recently had Anju Singh as our DJ HR, and I mean, she's also having 20 years of experience, Mahindra and Edo Units. And on the corporate communication side, we have added Ritika Saini, who is our corporate communication manager. She was the NGO called CARE and Truth, has all international experience. Basically, we are growing on all fronts and adding good talent. And as a company, we are seeing that as a company is growing, and I'm happy to share that we got more than 3,000 people on board now. So we have to have a lot of employee engagement, teamwork, and team spirits. So around 6 months ago, we started a weekly feature of Bubble Chat, wherein it's a company in-house talk show, wherein we interview the senior people, industry leaders, and slowly in the season one we had a weekly show, now we have moved it to monthly. So here more and more people are given chance to interact with the industry, with the seniors, from the plant, seniors from the head office, and even the industry experts like Dr. Ram Charan, who is a global CEO advisor, and we had invited Mr. Shiv Khera once. Then we have sometimes medical tips, sometimes nutrition tips. Basically, the whole idea is to interact with the people and understand them and connect with them. And of course, these days, now it has gone a little more further, and now we do a live streaming of Bubble Chat so that people can join from the outside also, whosoever has interest in that. And as a second effort, we are doing mentorship programs for the team for their knowledge enhancement, skill development, and we had a master class last month, 3rd of October, by Dr. Ram Charan, and of course, again, it was 150 people who attended that master class. Then the company has been working hard on the employee motivation and development and teamwork, and we have been awarded the best company to work for in 2023 by Great Rock. So their team had visited 2-3 times, they did all the survey and research, and of course interviewed the people. So they have awarded us a prize for the best company to work. Of course, miles to go, but a lot of activities happening to keep the team motivated. So as advised by our masters and our third-party consultants, to keep pace with the change, we are trying to have a better connect on digitization and technology. So we have done 3-4 initiatives lately. So there's a program called Connect 360. So this is our in-house program wherein we have a lot of initiatives to connect with the team members through technology, one-on-one talks, relationships, so that we keep the team motivated. Then for the fast communication and to avoid any confusions other than email, we have started process called Slack. So this is more like a combination of, I would say, WhatsApp and email. It works like WhatsApp, but it is more regulated and controlled and secret and controlled. So it sits on the company server and there's no privacy issues, so nobody can delete the data. So even if someone leaves this data and his chats are not with the company, it's on his property. So we have initiated that, and lately we have activated consumer front Salesforce. So Salesforce is a package for CRM, which is a customer relationship management. So this is also one of the best software which is available in the world. So of course then a lot of other activities happening within the company to keep the employees motivated, and overall I would say we carry on the theme of this connect, communicate and collaborate. This year that's the theme. Last year we post-COVID our theme was love heals, because everybody needs more love and more human connect. So now it is connect, communicate and collaborate. So there's a lot of effort going on connect and communicate, and of course ultimately it is collaborate. So I would say this is the broad commentary on the results. So of course I can keep on talking more, but I would leave it for you guys to open for the question answer. Or if Ajay, you want to throw some light on the numbers and results, or if you want to clarify any questions on that.
We have numbers here already covered, so we can take up the questions.
Yes.
So whenever it comes.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session.
Yeah.
Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Darshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yes, please. Yes.
Hi. So thank you for taking my question. I just wanted like a basic overview for the next 2-3 years. What are the plans? How are we moving forward with them? And if there are any key drivers, or if you can give some idea on, you know, revenue and margins.
Good. Darshit, as I only shared that all businesses are at growth path, but certainly we are very positive and bullish that the current growth of CAGR of 15-20% will continue. So of course within each segment, some segment may be up one quarter or maybe down next quarter, or depending on the market season and availability of materials, because there's a lot of dependence on imports earlier. But overall 15-20%, I would say outside 20%, 15% bare minimum CAGR we would expect to clock continuously. And as we keep on growing, so our margins certainly will go up. As you have seen that last year it was around 6.5%, now it is 8 point something. So on an average 2% margins have gone up, net EBITDA margins. So since the expenses are already there, team is already there, and of course we are no doubt expanding the teams also, but the basic things are covered, so any increase in the revenue is going to add up to the bottom line also. And as we go forward from an overall perspective, the growth drivers, if we say, the API will continue growing separately, medical devices is already growing fast, it will grow faster, and finished dosage is one of our other areas where we are going to focus. OTC is going to remain a little quiet because it needs a lot of investments. So we are expanding the capacities of API and Ministro Salesforce.
Okay. Okay. So like, do we see the margin, the previous margins of say 11-12% anytime soon, or probably in 1 or 2 years?
Yeah, I would say it's a slow process, and actually we have seen last year that if you have any excessive growth in a very particular year, that's not good for anybody. So we are going very slow and steady, and we are actually not making any so-called fast moves to get fast buck, because we are a very traditional brick and mortar company. So we have to set up plants, machinery, R&D, regulatory, environment. So we'll keep on doing that. And we certainly expect EBITDA margins to be in the two digits in the next financial year.
Okay, in the next financial year.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Darshit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Mutha from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking the question. Sir, I just want a color on the API businesses. What do you see in the API businesses in the upcoming, say, one to two years, and what will be the margin in the API businesses? Can you give the color on this?
Yes, Saurabh, as we have shared multiple times that our core is API, our DNA is API, so we are certainly pretty strong and very bullish on the API. Here, there are basically two main things. One is the regulatory part, which is the regulatory skills like FDA approvals and filing of DMFs and patents, which we proudly say we are good at. And we shared in the earlier forums that we have a nil 483 for FDA approval. We have a hat trick of nil 483. So we are pretty good on that. Now, the second part, other than the regulatory and compliance part, is the capacities. So the companies with large capacities and huge capacities and infrastructure, certainly they'll be able to compete better because the whole world is looking at India as a resource center, as a sourcing hub. And that is against China, I would say. So China has got huge capacities, but they're very weak in the regulatory. That's why I mentioned regulatory setup as a first thing. So as an India market, we are very strong in regulatory, but certainly we have low capital base and we do not have large capacities. So that is, as a company, so our strategy would remain that we keep investing on the capacities and we are investing as we go. So we see that API to be very bullish and the manufacturing hub, India, China has already crossed that hump. I mean, they have become the manufacturing center. But naturally now the world is looking at an alternative. So India is the second alternative. So certainly API has got certain challenges on the environment factor and naturally it is a polluting industry. So we are going for zero liquid discharge. So we are hopeful that once we are able to handle those things, so API would remain very bullish and we continue growing at 15%-20% CAGR.
Okay.
With an API, we are talking about the new molecules. So when we say as Morpheus, when we say API, we are not talking of traditional APIs. We are not talking of paracetamol and ciprofloxacin and amoxicillin in the world. We are talking new molecules with high gross margins.
In the coming years, can you show the color on this? What is the pipeline in the API businesses? How many drugs and molecules are there in the pipeline?
41 products which are already currently live. Around 7-8 products are being regularly sold, and around 30 products are the new products. Within around that, maybe 5 to 6 products are, I would say, off and on. Some countries are expired, some countries are not expired, but there are 20 products which is like a pipeline. So the total size of the pipeline, the products what we already have in hand, is $67 billion. Formulation market. So as you would appreciate, formulation market is naturally highly priced. So even if the market discounts at 70%, 80%, even 90%, we expect $6 to $7 billion as a residual market size. And even if we get 10% market shares, we are home. Or the other products what we sell now, for example, for loratadine, we have about 70% market share. For montelukast, we got 48% market. So on the safe side, 10% market share, so $500 to $600 million we can easily get in the coming years. Most of the products expire after 2025. By 2025, there are $67 billion market.
Okay. Number three question is on the OTC. Sir, from the last few years, if you see the business of OTC, your bottom line and top line has been very stable and has been rapidly growing at a very slow pace. Can you throw the color on this? What is the reason behind that?
Saurabh, OTC, as I said earlier, that OTC basically is a branding business, and the branding business you would appreciate is becoming very competitive because of the very high tariffs asked for the newspapers and TV channels, and of course now all these e-commerce players are competing for the space even in the social media. So we had certainly planned that okay, maybe online is the way to go, but we have seen that even in the online market the cost of customer acquisition is very high. So we are purposely keeping ourselves a little shy of the market because it involves high spends. But Dr. Mohan is a brand. We are naturally getting a priority in the medical devices. There we are getting a business of say 400-500 crores without much investment. There are nominal investments, but without much investment. It's a strategic call. It's easy to burn money and throw money, but naturally we don't have a so-called investors' money to burn like our other startups are doing. So we are a bit conservative, but certainly there is a brand. So we are looking for some tie-ups in there also, wherein we can get a major share. So our so-called logistics hitch is that our main brand like Bernal, they have got a very good reach and thing, but they are very, I would say, focused brand only for the burns. So we can't grow that category. Burns is not a big category. So we are doing some strategic calls, but another 2 to 3 years' time, so we are planning the rocket. Dr. Mohan has to go big. It's an independent company. So, and it is an IPO candidate. So, but certainly we need some good volumes. We are almost at, like you said, stable business at 100 crores. So till it goes to 200 to 300 crores, so we can't go to the market. So we'll keep investing and keep, I would say, putting house in order. And once we see that, okay, there's a big game, so we can always play that. There are a lot of tie-ups available, people who want to sell doctor products under Dr. Mohan brand. And naturally, we don't have to invest on the branding part. They would invest on the brand also. There are certain foreign companies who want to tie up with Dr. Mohan. But we are a bit slow in that, because we are evaluating what is our growth path for us.
Okay. Thank you. We'll come back again.
Lovely. Thank you, Saurabh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counters Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, with so many new drugs and APIs in our pipeline, sir, what kind of capex as in both our API as well as medical devices division are we looking for the next 2 to 3 years?
I'm sure in the API division, so without the corporate expenses, without head office expenses, API is giving us EBITDA of 14% to 15%, and medical devices around 12% to 13%. But after adding corporate expenses and other things, so going forward, we are expecting between 10% to 12% EBITDA in the coming 2 to 3 years' time. So, but on the whole, crypto things are doing very good and make good money.
Sir, what kind of capex are we looking for these two?
What time?
Capital expenditure, are we looking to expand?
Yeah. In capex, certainly we have a capex plan of 125 crores for API business, so which for which we will certainly have to go out for funding either through debt or through equity. So we are preferring debt since our equity is already very high. And on the medical devices side, there's another capex requirement of 50 to 75 crores. So that we are not going out, and we have internal cash flows which we'll be using for the medical devices. For the API, as on today, we are spending between 3 to 4 crores from internal cash accruals. So that is why there is a shortage of working capital also. And since we have not borrowed any money for the past 25 years, so we are generating capital capex only from the internal. So there is... Naturally, there's a slow investment, but we have huge plans for the capex. So maybe once we have a better capex in hand, so we can grow much faster.
And sir, what kind of asset turnover are you looking at from these investments going forward?
Asset turnover, if we look at today's, it is very high. It is 5 to 6 times on an asset block of 200 to 250 crores. We have 1500 crores top line. So going forward, I would say 3 to 4 times the bare minimum we look at it. Because now these assets are old assets which are depreciated. So, but going forward, if you buy new asset, between 3 to 4 times asset turnover is what we expect.
Okay, sir. And sir, my final question would be, sir, in our API, glucose monitor business, sir, what kind of percentage revenue is recurring in the form of strips revenue from the strip segment?
In the glucometer end, what is that?
Sir, what kind of revenue is recurring in the form of strips that we sell on a recurring basis? So if we sell 10 million meters, so what kind of strips revenue can we generate from that? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, glucometer, our half-yearly sale is 195 crores, almost 200 crores, and 103 crore is the revenue for the quarter. And last year, full year was 250 crores. Now in half year, we have done 195 crores. So this is glucometers, like I said, that we have 11 million customer base. So that is a recurring revenue which we get. Of course, we keep on selling new meters also, but we keep on selling the strips also.
And sir, what kind of percentage from this revenue comes from strips and new meters?
Look, we actually do not distinguish, but meters, of course, we keep selling and keep placing. Usually, meters are placed at a discount to the customer so that they keep buying strips. But strips is a regular business, so we can't distinguish which are old customers, which are new customers, because chemist doesn't share that data.
Okay, fine. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, Madhu. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Prakash Shah from SS Bharat. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
Kunal. Yes, sir. मैं आपसे हिंदी में बात करना चाहूँगा. Sorry, मैं
इतने
से नहीं है English में. Sorry, sir.
मैं
सर मेरे कुछ questions हैं जो आप सबसे पहले मैं आपका balance sheet देख रहा था सर. आपके constantly OPMs बढ़ रहे हैं, लेकिन वो काफी slow pace से बढ़ रहे हैं. And against that, आपके काफी product ऐसे हैं जो multifold, मतलब आप बोल रहे हैं कि US में आपके काफी उसकी sales growth हो रही है, हो रहा है, लेकिन वो generate उसका कोई revenue generate हो के या फिर उसका जो final net profit में जो conversion होना चाहिए वो दिख नहीं रहा है. तो क्या आप उससे थोड़ा बता पाएंगे सर?
मैं आपको एक एक दोबारा बता देता हूँ. जैसे हमने मान लो एपीए में कहा कि फॉर एग्जाम्पल एपीए में 13% 13% हमारा रेवेन्यू डाउन है, सेल डाउन है, बट उसके बावजूद भी एपीआई जो है 5% ग्रो किया है हाफ ईयर में. उसमें कोई ऐसा एक्स्ट्रॉर्डनरी नहीं है. डायग्नोस्टिक्स में इंक्रीज हुआ है 41, सब बैलेंस शीट का फिगर है. फॉर्मुलेशन में 16% आप है. अगर हम कैटेगरी में जाते हैं कि कोई चीज, जैसे हमने एपीआई में बोला जी हमारा पैक्सोफिनाडिन 400% बढ़ा, ठीक, रोजवास्टेटिन 26% बढ़ा, अटोरवास्टेटिन 12% बढ़ा, ऑर्मिसार्टन 129 बढ़ा. ये चार प्रोडक्ट हमारे बढ़े. साथ ही मैंने बताया था एक प्रोडक्ट हमारा है लोराटडी, वो कम हुआ, वो नहीं बिका. तो हम जो कंट्रीब्यूशन लेते हैं कि जो सेल ग्रोथ हुई है वो कहाँ से हुई है, ऑफ कोर्स प्लस और माइनस टोटल करोगे तो टोटल आ जाता है. टोटल में जितना आ रहा है सो आ रहा है. चार प्रोडक्ट्स में हमारी ग्रोथ हुई है और एक लोराटडिन में हमारा नेगेटिव गया. इसी तरीके जैसे कॉन्टिनेंट वाइज देख रहे हैं कि यूएसए में ग्रो किया, इंडिया में ग्रो किया, साउथ अमेरिका में ग्रो किया, यूरोप और चाहे एशिया में और मीना मार्केट में, ये सब अरेबियन मार्केट्स में, यहाँ पे डाउन गया. तो ऑब्वियसली कहीं प्लस हुआ कहीं माइनस हुआ. तो द नंबर्स व्हाट वी आर गिविंग यू एज अ होल. एंड अगर हम पर्टिकुलर बात करते हैं मेडिकल डिवाइसेस में ग्रो है तो चारों तरफ ग्रोथ ही ग्रोथ है. उसमें रेवेन्यू में भी ग्रोथ है, टोटल में भी ग्रोथ है, मेडिकल डिवाइस मतलब बीपी में भी ग्रोथ है, बीपी मॉनिटर उसमें ग्लूकोमीटर में भी ग्रोथ है. फॉर्मुलेशन इज वेरी स्टेबल, 4% क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर है, 12% सीएजीआर है. बेसिकली आपको ईयर एज ए होल देखोगे तो सीएजीआर देखना पड़ेगा, कंपाउंडेड एनुअल ग्रोथ रेट, जो ईयर ऑन ईयर एक एक साल के ऊपर कंपाउंडेड चलता रहता है. अगर कोई स्पेसिफिक चीज है तो आई कैन शेयर विद यू.
मैं समझ पा रहा हूँ आपकी बात. आपके प्रेजेंटेशन में भी ये सारी बात है सर. बस यही था कि जहां पर आपका ग्रोथ बढ़ रहा है इन डॉलर टर्म्स में भी अगर काउंट करें तो इस क्वार्टर में जरा भी एप्रिसिएशन नहीं है रुपी डॉलर टर्म्स में, रुपी तो वीक ही हुआ है, तो आपका जो ओपीएम है उस हिसाब से थोड़ा कम लग रहा है, इसलिए मैंने ये स्पेसिफिकली सेकंड टाइम भी पॉइंट आउट कर रहा हूँ, क्योंकि आपके कास्ट कुछ पहले वाले सितंबर नहीं सॉरी दिसंबर 2020 से लेके सितंबर 2021 तक आपके ओपीएम्स थे वो 11-10 से ऊपर ही गए हैं, उसके बाद बहुत ही ड्रास्टिकली वो नीचे आए हैं सारे ओपीएम्स, और उसी वजह से आपके जो ईपीएस जो है उसमें फर्क आता ही गया है, तो स्पेसिफिकली इसीलिए मैं ये पूछ रहा था। द सेकंड वन इज आपके जो मतलब एम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट भी है वो काफी बढ़ रही है सर, तो इस पे आप कुछ बताना पाए बता सकेंगे? वैसे तो आपने बताया है इसमें कि एम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट आपकी तकरीबन 74 करोड़ तक आपकी जाती है क्वार्टर पे, मतलब अगर आपकी 3,000 प्लस इतने भी अगर एम्प्लॉयज है तो तकरीबन 2,40,000 रुपए आपका 3 महीने का वो पे एक्सपेंस होता है, तो उसके अगेंस्ट जो हमें रिटर्न दिख रहे हैं वो सामने उस हिसाब से नहीं है, इसलिए मैंने आपको पूछा कि कहाँ पे दिक्कत है, मतलब प्रीवियस फोरकास्ट जो हमने सुनील सर के सुने हुए हैं
ठीक
उसमें।
साथ है अजय शर्मा जी, वो आपको बोलते हैं, एक सेकंड उनको फोन शिफ्ट कर रहा
हूँ।
हेलो, दिस इज अजय। देखिए जो एपीए की बात करें तो एपीए में हमारा जो चेयरमैन साहब ने डिस्कस किया हमारा लॉटरडेन इस बार ही कम बिका है। लॉटरडेन लास्ट ईयर फर्स्ट हाफ में अराउंड 130 करोड़ का टॉप लाइन था, इस बार ही वो कम होकर के 69 करोड़ का रह गया है, तो जो हमें अराउंड 60% प्लस मार्जिन देता था अब उसके बदले में वो कम बिका है, बाकी प्रोडक्ट ज्यादा बिके हैं जिसमें मार्जिन से 40% है, तो एपीए की टॉप लाइन कम होने का कारण भी वही है, उसका उसका बॉटम लाइन पे भी इम्पैक्ट आ रहा है। तो एपीए का अगर हम मार्जिन देखें तो एवरेजली हमारा मार्जिन 40% आता है करंसी मार्जिन, तो इस बार बिकॉज ऑफ लॉटर इन चेंज वो मार्जिन कम हुआ है, तो इसका टॉप लाइन में इम्पैक्ट आया है, बॉटम लाइन में इम्पैक्ट आया है। अगर हम बाकी डिविजन की बात करें फॉर्मुलेशन में, फॉर्मुलेशन डिवाइसेज की पहले बात कर लेते हैं, डिवाइसेज में एवरेजली हमारा बिटा लेवल 10% to 11% आता है, तो आज भी उतना ही मेंटेन्ड है। एंड फॉर्मुलेशन बिकॉज अभी हमारा इतना टॉप लाइन नहीं है तो उसके फाउंडेशन के 3 सेगमेंट है, एक आरएक्स बिजनेस है जो ब्रांडेड जेनेरिक्स बिजनेस है जिसका हमारा टॉप लाइन ज्यादा नहीं, तो हम उसमें हमारा जनरली लॉस आता है, तो जो एपीए ने जनरेट किया है, जो लोअर लेवल पे जनरेट किया है, जो डिवाइसेज ने जनरेट किया है, तो कुछ उसमें फॉर्मुलेशन में उसको बिकॉज उसका उसमें कुछ लॉसेज आते हैं, तो उसका उसका इम्पैक्ट जो एपीए प्लस डिवाइसेज जनरेट करते हैं तो उसका पूरा इम्पैक्ट नहीं आ पाता, तो मे बी इन नेक्स्ट ईयर जब हमारी फॉर्मुलेशन रेवेन्यू बढ़ जाएगा तो जो हिट फॉर्मुलेशन रेवेन्यू अभी जो जैसे इस क्वार्टर में भी 4-5 करोड़ का उसने हिट दिया है, तो दैट विल टेक केयर दैट नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर ऑनवर्ड यू विल हैव बेटर बॉटम लाइन एज वेल एज यू आर सेइंग एम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट। तो एम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट भी हमारा अगर आप लास्ट ईयर देखेंगे तो ओवरऑल बेसिस पे 10.9% था, तो इस बार एक रेस्टोरेंट बेसिस पे देखें तो इट वॉज 10.5%, तो एम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट भी एज रेवेन्यू विल ग्रो इट विल कम डाउन बिकॉज नंबर ऑफ पीपल विल जनरेट मोर, एंड दो इन एपीआई बिजनेस वी आर एडिंग मोर सेल्स टीम सो एज टू इंक्रीज दिस रेवेन्यू बिकॉज दैट इज वी आर फोकसिंग सेम वे इन द फॉर्मुलेशन बिजनेस, वी हैव एडेड न्यू टीम्स इन द फॉर्मुलेशन बिजनेस एज वेल, so I think maybe next year will be a transition year where top line will also grow, expenses will also grow, but it will take shape so which the, like financial year 21-22 was great year, so 22-23 उतना अच्छा नहीं था, 23-24 उससे बेटर होगा, 24-25 उससे भी बेटर होगा, so you will see this growth and bottom line getting improved
मैं एक बात पूछना चाहता था इसी वजह से, क्या हम आपकी डबल डिजिट ग्रोथ देख सकते हैं अगले साल?
डेफिनेटली यस यस।
एंड आपकी जितने भी गन्स है मतलब आपकी जितनी भी कंपनी है वो सारी उसमें कंट्रीब्यूट एटलीस्ट पॉजिटिव में करेगी?
सारी पॉलिसी लिख रही है। फॉर्मुलेशन बिजनेस हमें थोड़ा सा हिट दे रहा है, फॉर्मुलेशन बिजनेस स्टेबलाइज हो जाएगा तो आपके सभी बिजनेस आपको जो आप डबल डिजिट की बात कर रहे हैं वो आपको मतलब हमें पूरा भरोसा है यू विल सी इन नियर फ्यूचर।
ओके, और आप उस पर कोई स्पेसिफिक कोई नंबर देना चाहेंगे कि किस रेंज में रहेंगे? क्योंकि
एज वी गो ग्रो हम आपकी तरफ भरोसा दिलाते हैं दैट जो आज हम नंबर दे रहे हैं कल आपको इससे बेटर नंबर देंगे।
यस यस, बट इन डबल डिजिट योर प्लेयर्स आर डूइंग वेरी गुड एक्चुअली सर, मतलब वो ऑलरेडी डबल डिजिट में है और वो काफी आगे भी है एपीआई में भी, वो काफी अच्छा कर रहे हैं। आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड कि आपके बाकी के जितने भी कंपनीज है उनकी वजह से कहीं पे दिक्कत आ रही है, बट मैं यही जानना चाहता हूँ कि सारे गन्स कब तक फायर होने शुरू हो जाएंगे और इस वजह से हमें एक अच्छा बॉटम इफेक्ट मिल के वो रिजल्ट में कन्वर्ट होते कब तक दिखेगा, यही मैं आपसे जानना चाहता हूँ।
ये फाइनेंशियल ईयर पिछले साल से काफी इम्प्रूव्ड होगा और नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर उससे भी ज्यादा इम्प्रूव होगा। तो ये आपको ये मतलब इस साल में जैसे अभी फर्स्ट सेकंड क्वार्टर में आपने इम्प्रूवमेंट देखी है, थर्ड फोर्थ में इम्प्रूवमेंट और भी बेटर होगी और कमिंग नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर में और बेटर होगा। तो अभी आप बोल रहे नंबर्स को व्हाट टू पुट, सो विल सी नेक्स्ट टू क्वार्टर्स दैट विल बी इन बेटर पोजीशन टू पुट द एग्जैक्ट नंबर एज वेल।
सो इन नेक्स्ट टू क्वार्टर्स आप डबल डिजिट ग्रोथ एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं सर?
यस, रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ डेफिनेटली डबल डिजिट एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं। यस,
ओके सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच सर।
थैंक यू, थैंक यू,
थैंक यू कुराल, थैंक यू वेरी मच,
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ चिन्मय राणे फ्रॉम कोजिन फिनवेस्ट, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हेलो,
यस चिन्मय,
यस चिन्मय, नॉट चिन्मय, हेलो, जस्ट वांटेड टू अंडरस्टैंड डू वी हैव एनी प्रेजेंस इन द कॉन्ट्रैक्ट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग बाय एनी चांस?
डू वी हैव?
यस, सो हाउ मच इज दैट प्रोपोर्शन इफ इट ऑन रेवेन्यूज एंड हाउ आर द मार्जिंस ओवर देयर?
कॉन्ट्रैक्ट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग फॉर व्हिच प्रोडक्ट्स?
नो, दैट इज फॉर व्हिच प्रोडक्ट वी हैव द कॉन्ट्रैक्ट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, व्हाट डू वी हैव अ सेगमेंट इन ईच फर्स्ट थिंग? And if it is yes, then which segment we are doing the contract manufacturing?
In the contract manufacturing, we do some contract manufacturing for the finished dosage. So basically, there are two types. One, of course, is the institutional business, which is naturally done under the company's label. But there are few companies who get contract manufacturing done from us. So there, okay. We do under their brand name. And of course, third division is our own generic division. So technically, we count that also from a factory point of view, contract manufacturing, because it's a separate division. But otherwise, other than formulation, we do not have any contract manufacturing. And the formulation business, if we say it, hardly 5%. 5% of formulation sale on total, it not less, not more than 1%.
And how? Which over there, sir?
On the total, it's not more than 1% of the total sale of a company. And the formulation sales, it is around 10% is contract manufacturing.
Okay. And so do you have any product launches in the next 1 year? Product launches in the next 1 year.
Yeah, we have many new drug launches. API also, in the formulation also. In the API, of course, there is a strong pipeline. It is there in our last quarter presentation. It is there on the website also. I can share those things. And in the formulation also, there are many new products which are coming up. Particularly, we are working on some products where we are first time in the country for DCGI approval. But certainly, our team now is very small on the formulation. So we have to first expand the team and then talk of those big products. And there has to be a balancing act. So we keep the growth momentum right and keep on expanding the team and then slowly keep on adding the new products. So there is a three-way balance which we have to do, production, team and the new products. The R&D center has been developed and of course formulation export facility is also coming up. So next 18 months the new export facility would also be up and running. So a lot of efforts going all around. So investors have been very patient.
Okay. And what will be the timeline for this? Like having the people in the designation, what will be the timeline for this? Or this is a continuous process?
This is a continuous process. This is not a one particular project. We have a full-fledged R&D department. They keep on working on new products, new patents, NDDS, and certainly new capacities extension we recently did in the last quarter. And some things are still going, and you would see the formulation sales going up from next quarter onwards, Q4 or I'd say next quarter. This is only in Q3, but next quarter onwards, formulation sales would also start going up. Basically, I would say a lot happening on the capacity side, and we still have to work on the market side, adding teams. We have to pop, but at the ground level, a lot of work has to be done on the formulation side. And on the API, of course, we have very strong back-end and R&D. Front-end, we have added, as you have seen in the presentation. So front-end is being expanded.
Okay. So how many number of scientists are working with you?
How many?
The scientists working with us, you know,
We have around 36 people in the R&D.
36 people. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. I'll come back and you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chimani.
Yeah, all the best.
Love you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask question may press star and one.
So already 1:15.
As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Chandak for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Morpen Laboratories Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at info@kirinadvisors.com. Once more, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you guys. Thank you everybody.
Thank you everybody.
See you next quarter.